course, let's talk some Bruins hockey. And to do that, we welcome in our friend Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hello there, Ty.
Rich, what's going on? Four movies? Is that what you said? Four movies?
Yeah, exactly. That's a busy week for a movie review.
I'm going to have to tune in here because there's got to be one of them that's good, right? I got to find that out.
No, and I haven't heard anything. I have not even heard, I have to confess, about Apollo 10 and a half. So I'm very intrigued to hear what that's all about.
Yeah, that's new to me too. So I'm gonna be sticking in for that one. I got to find out.
All right. Well, let's talk a little Bruins. My goodness, what's in the drinking water there? These last couple of games, 13 goals in the last two games.
Yeah, you know, I think getting embarrassed by Toronto maybe lit a fire under these guys, and I know that may be a little, you know, a cop out, an easy thing to say because it's mental more than on the ice results. But I think that, you know, you get smacked around after rolling for as long as they did, you know, it brings you back down to earth. It brings you back down to the idea of how you need to play to win games. And I think that the opponents obviously helped. You know, New Jersey's having a terrible season. They're playing goaltenders that I don't really think are NHL quality. They're not ready to be in this role just yet, namely Nico Daws. But, you know, you look at Columbus, too. It's a tight game, right? And they pull ahead. They take advantage of a power play opportunity, and that's all she wrote, really. So, but I really think that losing to Toronto in the way they did, finishing strong, but again, losing a key game, brought these guys back down to center and figured out what they got to do to get right.
Well, overall, 8 wins in the last 10 games for this team. Is this Bruins team a legitimate Stanley Cup contender at this point?
So, you know, it's still hard to say because I would say if they were in the West, they should be a borderline favorite. But the East is just so good. It's unbelievable. I think you have 8 of the top 10 teams in the league are in the Eastern Conference. It's just a loaded conference, right? So I look at the East, and I can see any of these teams going on a deep run. So it really may come down to who the Bruins draw in the first round and if someone can maybe do their dirty work for them and eliminate, you know, a Florida, a Carolina, whoever that could be that you would view as a major threat. But I think if one of those things happens, if the Bruins escape the first round, then yes, absolutely. It's just a matter, really, of how it all shakes out for them because it sounds crazy to say, but I like them against Tampa, right? If that's the first round, I kind of like that matchup. You know, Tampa's showing signs of maybe slowing down here a bit, their third try at it in a row. I mean, that's very hard to do, as we all know. But also, you know, this is the third time in a row that it's been a full 82, and they're showing signs of a bit of wear and tear. Now, they got saved by the pandemic last time, but ultimately, you know, they're going to have to find it between now and the first round. So this may be the Bruins' best chance to beat Tampa, but ultimately the deep run may come down to who does and doesn't make it out of round one.
Well, one of the keys, if they do make a deep run, may be the guy who wanted to leave but is absolutely on fire lately, Jake DeBrusk, playing some of his best hockey ever as a Bruin.
Yeah, you know, Jake DeBrusk has goals in 4 straight now after he cooled off for a little bit. I really liked his game against New Jersey. You go back and you watch that game. He had some shifts there where he was really physical, getting it on the forecheck, winning puck possession battles, 50-50 battles, and extending zone time for his line mates. And if you can give Bergeron and Marchand some space and time, they're gonna find ways to score some goals. So it's about consistency, right? I mean, we've seen this before. He has the high highs and the low lows. Now, if he can do what he did against Jersey on Thursday consistently and bring a physical element and win some puck races, win some battles, then the numbers are going to follow. That's the biggest thing, right? I talked to Brad Marchand after that game, and I asked him, how important is that kind of goal, right, where DeBrusk gets in and wins the battle and creates space? He said it's huge. It's huge because look at the teams that are going to be playing in the playoffs. It's big defenses. It's teams that make it hard to get interior ice. So if you have a guy who can win those battles, it makes a difference, right? And we've talked about it before, but DeBrusk is the answer there, right? There's no other guy coming up that you're going to plug in there without reconfiguring your second and third line. So they really need him to be that guy, and time will tell if he can be that guy. But really, I think what you saw on Thursday is what he needs to bring every night for this to work for the Bruins.
We're talking with Ty Anderson here on Downtown. I remember one of the things you told us that this team could use before the deadline was a little bit more toughness in spots, and, well, it sure seems like Josh Brown wants to be a part of that added toughness.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, he's you know, he's one of these guys who you bring in and you watch him, and he's not really going to steal the show. He's kind of like Jared Tenorti in that respect, that he's going to, when he does step in, you hope that he brings the physicality. 6'5", 226 pounds, I believe. So he's a big boy, you know, and time will tell if he's the right answer there. I think he's more depth than anything else. But again, you get into a heavier series, and you need guys like that maybe to step up. And keep in mind, too, the Bruins have lost bodies in the playoffs countless times, again and again and again. So to have a guy who can do that is really big, I think, for the Bruins. So we'll see what his role is ultimately. But that's the biggest thing that they need to figure out between now and Game 1 is who is that third pairing? Is it Forbert Riley? Is it Riley Brown? You know, Connor Clifton's also in the mix as well. So that's probably the only positional battle that we're talking about right now between now and Game 1 of the first round.
Well, tonight they begin a four-game road trip against the Blue Jackets in Columbus. What will be the biggest challenges on this four-game swing for them?
Well, I think the biggest challenge here is the trip concludes with games against Tampa and Washington. So those are teams that you want to make a statement against. Those are teams that play a heavy physical brand of hockey. So for the Bruins, it's about winning, but also staying upright. I think that's the biggest thing for this team right now. You know, Bergeron missed some time with an elbow infection. Marchand has sort of been favoring, I think, his shoulder a little bit based on that hit he took from Garnett Hathaway. So really, it's about winning these games, making a statement, but escaping them unscathed, because you really don't want to lose a forward this time of year when you're battling for position, battling for seeding. And you want to be at full 100% by the time the playoffs roll around.
I thought, a very nice gesture the other night when the Bruins honored Tuukka Rask during the puck drop.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, you know, Tuukka, obviously, I think that he's a polarizing figure in Boston. You either love him or you hate him, and you wish he delivered more, namely a cup in 2013 or 2019. But one thing I thought that was telling about it was asking him, he was asked why he retired. You know, why now? Why not try to work through it? He said that it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense for the Bruins or for Jeremy Swayman's development for him to be here taking weeks off at a time and trying to claim a spot. He said, if I couldn't be at 100% and I was playing at 60%, nobody wins. So I thought that was a nice gesture by the Bruins, but an even better gesture from Tuukka Rask to maybe put his ego aside and say, no, I don't have it and I'm not going to have it. So let me retire and let Swayman take control here and develop. So ultimately, the Tuukka Rask issue, I think, should have ended on a more positive note. But hey, he went out selflessly. And I think that's kind of what a lot of people should remember at the end of the day if this team goes on a run, is that he didn't hold Swayman back when push came to shove.
Speaking of the goaltender position, the Bruins have added some organizational depth there. You wrote about it. Tell us a bit about the newest guy from Western Michigan.
Yeah, Brandon Boosie. I don't really know a lot about him, to be honest with you. But what I can tell you is that he fits their box in terms of a project, right? He's 6'5". He's got some good numbers for Western Michigan during his time there. I think that that's how they look at this. They look at this as a guy who, you know, maybe may not have all the tools to be a natural, okay, fast tracking Mike Swayman, but when you the model in the NHL now has been bigger goaltender. So, you know, if he can be that guy and be that project that takes a little while for them without having to rush him, that could be a big boost down the line. And they kind of need this guy, right? Like, you look at sort of beyond Swayman and Ullmark, they have Kyle Kaiser, who's battled concussion issues throughout his career. Troy Grosnek is a free agent at the end of the year. He's a veteran third string goaltender. Callum Booth is another guy who's a free agent at the end of the year. So organizationally, they could use another guy like this just to maybe shore up some holes there. So the idea of bouncing Busey between maybe Maine and Providence, you know, sort of maybe as the 4B or the 5A organizationally, I think is what they're going to aim for here as he begins his pro career.
Ty Anderson of 98.5 The Sports Hub with us here on Downtown. Ty, we appreciate it as always. Thanks so much, and we'll catch up with you again very soon.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Ty Anderson, talking Bruins on Downtown.